We chat to Annette, our nutrition expert on Wild Coast Radio, and talking about nutrition, and today, portion sizes. Annette, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Annette, today, how much food should we put on our plate?
I thought today, let's go back to basics. It's really, really basic, but I think it's important because if we look at what's happening in the food industry, and you look at a restaurant, maybe you look at takeaway institutions, it's almost bigger is better. The bigger burger, the pizza with how many layers, fill it with something on the side if you can. And it's all good and well, but we might think that we are consuming a small amount of food, but in actual fact, the calorie content is vast. Mm. So yes, we are not eating a lot, but unfortunately, sometimes the calories are really quite large.
Yeah.
So I thought, I want to explain a little bit about basic portion sizes. And I think it's important to know that when we eat a balanced diet, we have to focus on a variety of food, but also the variety of food in the appropriate amounts. And then we have to make some effort in choosing healthier options mostly, and then obviously the others a little bit less. And because obviously if we look at healthy foods, we want to eat the healthier ones in larger amounts and then not healthy ones in, that should be sometimes. So that's why it's important to be aware of the portion sizes, as eating either too much or too little is not good for us, and it can increase our risk for health problems. So really important to know what we are consuming. And it's important to remember that every person is different, and that the recommended number of portions for each food will according to what age we are, whether we are male or female, whether you are a tall person, a short person. So it's not one size fits all in terms of portion sizes either. So that's why I thought it's really important to know what and each portions are. So I'm going to start with different food groups. So the first one I want to look at is if we think about carbohydrate, which is obviously the basis of every meal. We also know that it's the male fuel source for energy for our brain. And I think when it comes to portion size, we shouldn't think that, oh, now it means I have to weigh everything, that's definitely not what I'm suggesting. But maybe if you don't know and it's not easy for you to gauge with your eye, you can take a scale once or a tablespoon once, and you can do the exercise, make the mental picture, and then sort of So it's a little bit of a teaching yourself what is your choice of carbohydrate, for instance. So if we look at bread, on average, a normal slice would weigh between 35 and 40 grams. So one medium slice, in a portion of carbohydrate in general, and it might be a little bit more and a little bit less here and there, but out of 30 to 40 grams of food product, we expect to get 15 grams of carbohydrates and 350 kilojoules. So with a slice of bread, it's quite easy. And if you think about a cracker, for instance, 3 Provita biscuits, 2 Rye Vita biscuits, 2 rice cakes, all of that will account for one portion of bread, for instance. Where it becomes a little bit more complicated is when we are cooking food. So we generally say when it comes to raw, if we think about pasta, if it's uncooked, 75 grams, which is give or take 3 tablespoons of dry pasta, will give you your 150 gram cooked pasta or a half a cup of cooked pasta. And I think this is really a place where we can consume a lot quite easy. If you just think about if you go to a restaurant and you order a simple meal like spaghetti bolognese, for instance. If you look at that amount of spaghetti in there, for instance, a half a cup is one carbohydrate portion. So if there's two cups of pasta in there, that's four starch portions that's been consumed in that one meal. So if you are only allowed, say, for instance, six starch portions in a day, that's three quarters of your portions gone. And then we haven't had breakfast yet, and you didn't you didn't account for breakfast or supper or whatever else if that was your lunch. This is what I want to try and emphasize, that we should really focus on what is one portion when it comes to combined meals, because I think it's very easily that people really not with the intention to eat a lot or to consume a lot of calories, just maybe the intention to have a good meal, and in your mind you think it's a healthy option, but sometimes it's not. So it's more just awareness that I want to try and create. And the same with rice. I always think about good old, Sonntagmiddag eten, if you are an Afrikaner, it's rice, rice and aardappels. And the rice that consumes half of your plate, and the potatoes the other quarter of your plate. I think people wonder why carbohydrates might not be their friend.
Yeah.
So when it comes to rice, 50 grams of uncooked rice would count as one starch portion, give or take two tablespoons. So when it's cooked, we're looking at a quarter to a half a cup, or 150 grams of cooked rice will be one rice portion. And I think this is another place where very easily we can consume quite a lot of calories. In terms of potato, give or take, if you think about three eggs next to each other, 150 grams of potato would count for one starch portion. And then I think another place where it's very easy to consume a lot of calories is when it comes to breakfast cereals. If we look at breakfast cereals, 30 to 40 grams dry will be one starch portion. So that's about three heaped tablespoons. If you think what your favorite might be, high fiber bran, a cornflake, a Rice Krispie, or whatever it might be. But people very easily fill a whole cereal bowl and off they go. And before they know it, that's maybe four starch portions and it's only breakfast. Then with oats, 40 grams dry, also three heaped dry tablespoons of oats will give you one starch portion. And muesli, I think this is another one where media tells us it's a healthy breakfast option. Mm-hmm. And yes, it can definitely be, but quantity very, very quickly, 45 grams is very little. I actually measured it once. You look at 45 grams, it's about 700 kilojoules sometimes with muesli, because they put other stuff in there. So there will be a lot of fat because they add oil, some nuts and seeds and all of that, which is good stuff.
Yeah.
But it makes it a very energy dense breakfast. Yes. So one starch portion would be 45 grams, 2 to 3 tablespoons. But with muesli, you will always, always have fat added because of just the nature of how they created that breakfast cereal. And I think when it comes to carbohydrates, very important, always try and choose the ones that's whole wheat, that's low GI, that's been the least refined. So that's the stuff that you want to put in your food trolley when you do your weekly or monthly shopping. Then the second food group that I want to chat about is dairy. Obviously a very important part of our diet, because we get calcium and magnesium, which is all responsible for, obviously in children, very important for growth, for obviously development of bone, and for us as older people, to keep bone density, to make sure you've got enough calcium intake. So one portion of milk, give or take 200 milliliters. 200 mils of milk, whether it's a plant-based alternative or whether it's cow's milk, it still stays 200 mils. And with yogurt, more or less 150 grams. So those small single tubs that you buy will account for one dairy portion. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the very small ones that you get in sixes. I would say a little bit more than that. So the single one that you can buy that's give or take 150 grams, that will account for one dairy portion. And I think when it comes to dairy, maybe always try and go for your low-fat option. And if you buy yogurts and stuff, maybe just double-check the label in terms of added sugar.
Yeah.
Go for the ones that maybe have a little bit less added sugar, because the more sugar they add, the more calories in 100 ml. So unnecessary to really have all of that refined sugar if you're actually going for the dairy and the calcium intake.
Okay. Then
with protein, this is always a difficult one to explain, because if we think about one exchange of protein, it would be 30 grams, which gives you 8 grams of protein, which is the matchbox size, but that's just one exchange. So to make it easy, if we think about meat, maybe red meat or mutton, give or take 90 grams, which is the size of a deck of cards, will account for about a portion in terms of a protein portion on your plate, not a protein exchange. So sometimes it's difficult to explain this to patients because it's a little bit confusing, but let's rather just say what's supposed to be on your plate. So in terms of meat, I think if you, conservatively speaking, about 90 grams, which is a deck of cards. Obviously, we will work it out for each person. If it's fish, 140 grams, which is more or less the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. And then when we look at eggs to get to about 24 grams of protein, we need about 180 gram of egg, which is about 3 eggs. So that would be a meat portion on a plate for lunch or for supper. And obviously, if you don't have it for lunch, you can double up on supper. Mm-hmm. But that's more or less what we, and I'll just give the amounts and when I'm done in terms of whether you are a child, a woman, or a male, how much you would have. And then plant-based portions, a little bit more difficult because obviously if we look at the legume family like baked beans, butter beans, lentils, split peas, they also contain carbohydrates, so it's a combination food. But in terms of portion sizes, 150 grams cooked. So you would actually take 4 tablespoons from a tin. Dry will also be another story. But I think maybe these days it's way easier to just buy them in a tin. So 4 tablespoons. Or then if you look at soya and tofu, about 100 grams. So maybe this is a little bit difficult. Maybe take a scale, weigh it once and make a mental picture, and then you don't have to do it again. The idea is certainly not to weigh your food every single meal, but rather try and get that mental picture or a bowl that you have for breakfast that you know that's 40 grams. If you want to sort of calorie count and be a little bit more conservative with intake, and that's easy ways that we can use to actually stick to the right amounts. And then I think the other place where people sometimes, and although it's healthy, I had this one friend's mom that said, she always said, but mom, she said to her child, which is also a dietitian, she says, you can't understand, I eat so healthy, but I just cannot lose the weight.
Then
my friend's answer was, you know what, mom, a lot of healthy food can also make you gain weight.
Yes, and because it's got things in it that adds.
Because it's calories. Mm. If my calorie intake is more than I burn, even if I eat the healthiest food on the planet, I will still gain weight.
Mm.
So that's sort of where calories in versus calories out is very important if your focus is weight loss. So that's why focus on portion sizes, I think, is important, because we sometimes forget. So fruits, I think it's very easy to eat a lot of fruit or calories in terms of fruit, and you think you are doing a good job because you want to lose weight, but unfortunately we are consuming just too much fruit. So when it comes to apples, pears, oranges, we talk about a tennis ball size in terms of a fruit. So that's sort of your aim when it comes to apple, pear, orange. A banana, about 80 grams, so medium-sized banana. Sometimes some food stores, they would say small banana, medium banana, large banana. So if you have a bunch of large bananas, one of them would probably be two fruit servings for banana.
Okay.
Grapes, this is the very hard one.
Oh.
I always think if I had to explain to a diabetic how much you are allowed to eat, and we have to count them. It's 10 to 12. And I mean, who wants to count grapes?
yeah, you've got to actually count.
You just want to eat the whole little bunch of grapes that's in front of you. But 10 to 12 grapes, you would account for one fruit portion, which is 80 grams. Berries, also 80 grams, but give or take a cup of mixed berries. It doesn't really matter what they are. That's what we want. Then some of the smaller fruits, if we think about a plum, an apricot, a kiwi, about two fruits. If they're very small, three fruits, 80 grams, again, will be one fruit portion. And then dried fruit, when it comes to things like raisins, cranberries, sultanas, all those funny things, 30 grams will be, so one tablespoon of raisins will be one fruit portion.
Okay.
And it's not a lot. So I sometimes think people snack on raisins if they feel like something sweet. But before you know it, you've actually had quite a few grapes. Because we have to remember they were grapes before.
Yeah.
So they
still got to be considered the same, even though they all shriveled.
Yes. It's almost like that, yeah. And then the same for packets of dried fruit. If you think about those safari mixed packets of dried fruit, we have to remember that once again they were fresh fruit once before. So two halves of a pear would be one fruit. Three prunes will count as one fruit. 4 to 6 apricots will be one fruit, the halves. And then apple rings, give or take 4. And peaches will also be 2 because it's exactly a half. So that would be your portions in terms of dried fruit that accounts for one portion. And then with vegetables, when it comes to the free veggies, you know, I don't think we really have to stress too much. Yeah. It's more or less 80 grams will account for one portion of vegetables. But I think if it's your free vegetables in terms of lettuce, tomato, cucumber, your green leafy ones like spinach, cabbages, kale, green beans, broccoli, cauliflower, all of those types of vegetables. Okay, look, 80 grams is quite a lot, but if you fill half your plate with that, because we also want to, we have to consume more or less 5 portions of fruit and veggies in a day in different colors just for all the vitamins and the minerals. So, you know, if fruit contains quite a bit of calories, so if you are a calorie count and you want to lose weight, free vegetables are really an easy go-to because they're not high in calories. You can consume quite a bit of them and you can fill half your plate. So I think this is sort of the place where you can really stock up in terms of your amounts. It's just your starchy veggies like peas, carrots, sweet corn, mixed vegetables, 3 tablespoons, 80 grams will account for one portion of that specific vegetable.
Okay.
But for the rest, I think that's sort of where you can give yourself some leeway in terms of portion size.
Just a quick one, just going back to the dried fruits, what you must also be careful of is sometimes they sprinkle sugar over them.
Yes. So obviously that will be extra calories that you didn't really We don't add it in. You just see it as the fruit. But because, for instance, those, you are quite right, some of those sticks is exactly one fruit portion, but then those extra sugars on the side will obviously be extra calories.
Add extras.
So if weight is your problem, those small things we have to take into account, because we can save calories that way. And I mean, every single calorie that you save at the end will help you over the long run.
Indeed.
And then fats, very, very energy dense. So unfortunately, 5 mils of butter, 5 mils of oil, we will count as one fat portion. Margarine is a little bit different. So if we look at 50%, say for instance, a 50% fat spread, 10 mils will be one fat exchange.
Right.
So yeah, we really have to be conservative in this. So just in closing, I was thinking, if we look at maybe children, growing children, and women that's not active, we would have about 5 starch portions, 3 veggies, 2 fruits, 2 of those meat exchanges that I've explained, 1 lentil portion. If you're not a lentil person, you can add that to your meat. And then at least 1 dairy, but in growing kids, we maybe want to go to 2 dairy portions, which is about 400, 500 mils of dairy. 4 fat portions and 2 sugar portions. So if I speak about a sugar portion, generally it is 1 teaspoon of sugar or 2 teaspoons of sugar. So I think this we would go for the, you would take into account the added things that would be added in terms of cereals and all of that. And then maybe for men and active women, we can go a little bit higher in terms of starches, about 7, your veggies about 3 portions, fruit 2. And in terms of fruit and veggies, if you want to add them to your veggies, and you, because you're not a fruit person, it's totally fine. But in combination, they should be about an average of 5.
Right.
Meat, 2 to 3 portions. Dairy, 2 portions. Fat goes a little bit higher, 6 portions. And sugars also goes a little bit higher in terms of 6 portions a day. So that's just a basic guideline. But obviously, if you want somebody to streamline it for you, very important to make tailor make it for you, because yet again, all of us are different, and one recipe does definitely not fit all of us when it comes to a diet.
No, that makes sense. And let's see, lots and lots of information you've given us, but if somebody wants to get in touch with you and maybe they've got some questions, they want to make use of your services, how do they reach you?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989. You can find me on Instagram at Unitsi.
Unitsi, thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then.